We hope to start. Who wants to start? That'll do. That'll do. Let's pray and then we'll start. Dear loving Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for Lynn making it out. I pray you, Lord, for Norman, for Will, Pat and Steve. And Lord, I please help them. Help them wherever they're having a weak spot or a difficult spot. Norman with the car, Will with the travel, Pat and Steve with their help. And bless us, Lord, this little time that we've set aside. Thank you, Lord, for looking after us and watching over us, for blessing us and helping us. And I just pray, Father, that you do more of our number this evening. Please be with our brothers and sisters wherever they might be, and please supply each one of our daily needs. We leave all these things at your feet, Father, and we pray them all in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, and according to your will. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm going to start with a Christmassy one. One that Monica literally, I think, just put into the hymn book. And the black book, number 70. Number 70 in the black book, see amid the winter's spring. Have we sung this one yet, no?
Yes, we sang it on Sunday morning.
Christ is born in Bethlehem.
right, we'll switch books. And we'll go with Lynn's pick. I think it's 137. Let me just find it. Where are you? There you go. 137. That's in times like these. Let's stand as we sing. Celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. So I want to pick one of the best chapters in the Old Testament, Isaiah 53, that gives us a description of Jesus Christ. So that we can know whenever we look at him, whenever we hear about him, that it is Jesus Christ indeed. Isaiah chapter 53, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah. Isaiah 53, probably the most plainly spoken description of the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope this is a help or just a pleasant reminder. Isaiah chapter 53. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of the dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs, and
carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, excuse me, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgressions of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of his the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of men, and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen. 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 No clearer description of the Lord, I don't think, exists in the Old Testament. Amen. Now, does anybody have any prayer requests?
I'm going to Belfast every week.
Yes.
I hope I can come Sunday morning.
Yeah, I hope so too. Is that a doctor's meeting?
Yeah, trained medicine.
Well, we miss you in the morning, but we'll be praying for it. Anything else?
We're traveling tomorrow.
Yep. Pray for us. We'll be traveling up to see John tomorrow.
Okay.
Pray for Norman's car. It's amazing how quickly you come to depend upon them. I think that's it, isn't it? I think that's it. Anybody got any thanks? Just one other thing, pray for me as I put up some, a few improvements to be made to the house for the cold weather, so please do pray for me as we put those into place. And pray for me as well, because my back has been killing me today and sort of knocking me out of it. But we will continue on with the service. I'll soldier on because I'm a hero. Amen. Anything else, Lynn? Mrs. Bradfield? No? Okay. Let's have a quick word of prayer and then we'll sing others. Dear loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for all the many helps that you've brought to us and that you've given us, for the protection that you've been for us as well. And I just pray especially, Lord, for the service tonight. We're low in numbers, and I pray, Lord, please, that you would just bless and keep each one of us. There's a lot going on in the world, Lord. I pray for China at this particular time. It seems to be having no small amount of bother. I pray, too, for Russia, for Ukraine, whatever's going on there, for North and South Korea, for Taiwan, for Hong Kong, for Japan, for Australia, for Africa, South Africa, for Europe, Lord, for England, for North and South America, Lord, for Canada, and you know the many other countries that are involved and up to their necks and whatever's going on in the world, and just working so hard on so much devilment, Lord, and the best that they can do is turn up in the Bible. I pray, Lord, for all those that love you and are looking for you. I pray for your good hand upon them. For those that hate you, Lord, for those that oppose you, I pray, Father, that you would oppose them right back, that you would convict of sin and judgment to come, give them no peace. Pray for Lingus, who travels on Sunday, Lord, and I'm sure Dr. Shine as well, if you would just watch out for both of them up and down to Belfast. For Monica and myself, as we travel down to Port Down to visit with my dad, for the work that he's getting done in the house there, for the work that we need to get done in the house as well. And let me see, I think that's about that. Lord, you know all the desires of our hearts, especially our private prayer requests. And I pray you, Lord, for a blessing upon the words that have gone out, the leaflets that have gone out, and the Bibles that have gone out, that they would not have gone out in vain. Please put your good hand upon the folks there and let them know, Lord, that the gospel has been preached. Thank you for loving us and watching over us. Thank you for keeping us alive till these days. I pray that you cleanse us and refresh us at this time. And Lord, we love and thank you. Amen. Amen. Hi, Sam. Could we sing our song out of this? I think we did. Let's back into this. Hymn number 420. 420 in the big books, obviously. 420, song in the air. After this, we will open our Bibles. Straight into our Bible reading this evening. If you'd like to take and turn to Luke with me. Luke, if you would. Luke chapter 11. The title for the message this evening is Dear Santa. Now, it wouldn't go down well in a few churches. I'm not going to be talking about Santa, but title for the message this evening, Dear Santa. Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse number 1. And we're going to read the first just handful of verses of this portion of God's Word. Amen. Good to be saved. It's good to be out in the house of the Lord. It's not so good being out and about because it's very, very cold. But please do pray. Stay warm and well fed. Everything else is gravy. That and salvation, the most important things in the world. And God's good and loves his children. Amen. We've got a lot going for us. If God can be for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, who can be against you? Luke chapter 11, first four verses or so. Let's read. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, When ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And at least one of the other Gospels finishes off with, For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. That is our Bible reading and our text this evening. I want to speak on the subject of Dear Santa. Dear Santa. Let's have a quick prayer and then we will. Dear loving Heavenly Father, I pray you for the wisdom and the words tonight to express the thoughts and the ideas that you've given me. And I pray you for just clear hearts and minds for us to receive those ideas and those thoughts as well. Help us, especially at this time, Lord, to be a help to others, pointing them to the foot of the cross. I love you and thank you. I pray all this in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. And I ask you would be one of our number this evening. And Lord, for your will to be done. I love you and praise you. Amen. Amen. Now, as we have mentioned many times, as we have read these portions, similar scriptures in the book of Matthew and Mark and even in John, sometimes it's interesting just to read about the same accounts from a slightly different perspective, and many times you will see things that you missed. That maybe one of the writers of the Gospels missed as well. But just at the risk of repeating myself, just a reminder about this little portion of Scripture. Basically, the Lord has prayed and been heard and even been spoken to by his Father in heaven within earshot of the disciples, most notably whenever he went up the mountain. And he fellowshiped with, was it Moses and Elijah? And the Lord thundered out of heaven, This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And we do know from various instances that the Lord actually spoke directly to God, especially if we take for the example the tomb of Lazarus, where he basically said, Lord, I'm praying, I know you hear me always, but I am praying so that the folks around about me and understand that I am speaking to you. And then he prayed and commanded that Lazarus would be raised from the dead. And so the disciples wanted to know how to speak to God properly, or maybe, should I say, speak to God so that they would be heard by God. Now, every parent loves to hear from their children. But the Word of God says that without faith, it's impossible to please him. In other words, we have to believe that God is real. We have to believe that he is, our Savior, the Son. God the Son is our Savior, and God the Father is, he's the one that Jesus said we were to speak to, that we were to go to. That the Holy Spirit is given to us as a gift whenever we repent of our sins and trust in Christ as our Savior, and it is through the Holy Gift
The Holy Ghost that we receive, so many of God's helps and gifts and blessings, strengths, comforts, and protections. So, this is what Jesus said. He broke it down and he said, first of all, remember you're talking to your Father in heaven. And remember that he's holy. And it's a little bit like coming to church and being respectful and mindful of the activities and words that are spoken in church. So remember in whose company you are and be mindful of that as you speak. We are to pray for God to return, for Christ to return and for his kingdom on earth. For the time whenever God will rule the world with a rod of iron, we're to pray for Christ to come back. But in the meantime, we are also to pray for what we need each day, our daily bread. And many people think, well, that's just thank God for your food. But sometimes we need a little bit of money, maybe to pay a bill, or we need four wheels for transport, or we need, like in the instance of the church, the materials for the walls. All of these things we're to pray about. That doesn't necessarily mean we'll get everything, but so far, so good. We're fed, we're watered, we're sheltered, we're lit, we're heated, and we're protected from the elements. But we are to pray for the things we need each day. Now, we are also to remember that we have been forgiven a great debt. We've been forgiven for our lies, our thefts, our murders, our adulteries, our blasphemies, our idolatries, the rebellion that we have against our parents, the disrespect and hurt that we have caused our neighbors. We have been forgiven that and so much more. And so we should remember to try and do our best to forgive others that hurt us with tiny little things and insults and slights. And sometimes it's difficult, but remember what we have been forgiven. And if you put those things into perspective, any slights done to you pale in comparison to the slights that we have, that we have committed against God. The Bible says, lead us not into temptation, but it also says that God cannot be tempted with anything, and he doesn't tempt us. We're tempted whenever we chase after our own lusts. The Bible says when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin when it is finished, bringeth forth death. That's in James chapter 1. So we are to make a point of being aware of our weak spots and not heading that way. And if you, for some reason you find yourself there, you make sure that you lean on the Lord and He will help you out. Even if it's only to point you in the right direction, he expects your feet to walk in that direction. The other Gospels tell us that we are to remember that everything belongs to God. The things that we have on us and in our pockets and the things that are under our stewardship will someday be gone from our hands. And we need to remember that it's not to ourselves that we look for glory, but it's for God we look for glory. Because whenever we work for God, people get saved. Whenever we work for ourselves, we build ourselves a little kingdom. A little kingdom where we would like to be king, but really, we are quite powerless. And if you were to think of those things, there's maybe 8 or 9 things there on that little list that the Lord said you should remember whenever you pray. And the reason that the title for the message is Dear Santa is because this is the time of year when there are lots of little lists that get written by little hands and maybe some not so little hands. And they're basically a shopping list of what people want to magically appear on the 25th of December, hopefully late into the AM for the mothers and fathers that are providing them. Dear Santa, I want a new car, and I want a new action man. I want a football strip, a football. I don't hear too many of those these days. A new bike, maybe, or a video game. Dear Santa, can you bring me this, that, and the other? I even remember as a child, before the Black Panther became a thing, I used to want a Black Panther suit.
And my mum and dad had obviously never heard of this in their entire lives, and I got a football strip for Christmas, and I was not very happy about it, because who doesn't know who the Black Panther is? He's one of the premier superheroes in the Avengers, my goodness. There's a lot of things we want, but there's not an awful lot of things that we need. The Word of God tells us that what we really need is to be fed and to be clothed. In other words, to be warm and dry. That's what we need to survive. And yet each one of us has so much more. Even the least of people that I could point to have more than just the clothes in their back and food in their belly. I got to thinking about asking God about stuff. And I know that there is a lot going on in the world, and sometimes there are big things that weigh heavily on us, especially at this particular time. We see biblical prophecy come to pass. We see the rumblings of the 10 kings in the world beginning to show themselves. We have biblical prophecy being coming to pass every day. We see society disintegrating as it literally eats itself alive and forgets about other people. It's always very inward-looking and inward-turning. And society tends to forget that society actually needs society to survive. We have problems with ministers that won't tell people what it is that they need to do, that they just do the best you can. There will never be a mention of salvation or repentance. There will never be a mention of reading your Bible and praying. There will never be a mention of memorizing those cool verses that you think will be a help to people. James said in James chapter 4, you have not because you ask not, or you ask amiss to consume it upon your lusts. James 4:2. Times people, they're asking for silly things. Lord, I need a new state-of-the-art computer, car, house, clothes, phone, gadget, whatever it is, and things that people don't really need. There is a very real need to speak to God. And the Word of God says we should talk to Him. There are many scriptures, even in the New Testament, where prayer was offered up for folks right here, and in the other gospel, Jesus was instructing his disciples how to speak, how to talk to your Father in heaven. He wants to hear from you. And it was just even as I was making a few notes down, I remembered one of the commandments that said, to honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. So what if you honour your Father which is in heaven? What will God give you then? A long life? Not necessarily, but an eternal life. If you can find it in your heart to honour God, that means you're saved, you're going to live forever in heaven. And not only that, but He's a loving and generous and giving God, and He wants His children to have all good things. We need to ask for what we need. We can certainly ask for what we want, but one of the scriptures in John chapter 14 and John chapter 15 and John chapter 16, each one of these verses in these chapters contains a phrase that goes something like this, that anything you ask in my name, He'll give it to you. And that doesn't mean that you start praying for, Lord, I need a brand spanking new Ferrari in Jesus' name. He's not a slot machine. He's not a computer that you just feed a sheet of paper into and it's going to happen. The Lord is a person, three persons in one God. He has feelings, understanding. He has thoughts. He has commandments. He has statutes. And He knows what we need, but you know what? A lot of times these things are withheld from us until we ask. When we're quite a complex creature, There are a certain amount of food we need. There's a certain amount of heat we need, of clothing, of shelter. And that's just for us to exist each day, but to work and live each day, we need to work a job. We need to make money. And so if we're not lonely, we need to get on with people. Sometimes that means biting your tongue, and sometimes that means speaking out. When we go to the shops, we need money to buy stuff. We need to make sure we buy the right stuff. And there are so many things to do. And so many places where things could go wrong. And that is why the Lord said, your daily bread is not just the food that you eat, but it's everything. Everything that comprises your day. And Philippians chapter 4 is one of the greatest verses, and I am thankful for it, where the Lord said, be careful for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and then the peace that passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And when should we pray for these things? When should we pray? Well, in the Old Testament, Samuel said, God forbid that I should sin in ceasing to pray for you. Weird. And in the New Testament, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it commands us to pray unceasingly, to petition God unceasingly, to thank God unceasingly. And in Romans chapter 1, I think it is, we are to unceasingly make mention of God to folks. Not just talk to folks about God, but talk to God about folks. And suppose really the upshot of it all is of a day or of a prayer. As regards contents, do you need food? Pray for it and thank the Lord for it. Do you need money? Pray for it and thank the Lord for it. If you need shelter or a home or somebody needs something that you know of, pray for it and thank the Lord for it. But sometimes there's prayers to be made for chastening and protection. Lord, protect me from that. Or as Jehoshaphat once cried out, Lord, please save me. As Peter cried out when he was surrounded by the storm, Lord, save me. And the Lord reached down his hand and lifted him out of the water even as he sank. Do you want God's opinion or guidance on a direction in life? Why not just go and ask him? The Lord knows every single thing about you. Even the Bible says, even to the number of hairs on your head. He knows what you are perfectly equipped to do. Unfortunately, that's not always what we want to do, but he knows what you are perfectly equipped to do. The thing about it is, that unless sometimes we get God actually telling us in our prayers, in the Word of God, in the messages, even in circumstance outside, a lot of the times we don't want to do it. We want something glamorous. We want something that makes us look good. Now, Norman has a problem with his car right now. I'm just going to use this as a little bit of an example. And he can't be with us tonight. Now, Norman's car is a Mercedes. And someone looked after it very well. And Norman looks after it very well. And it looks nice and clean on the inside. And he has a nice air freshener in it. So it looks very, very nice. But the guy that works on it, he is as dirty as all get out. He's covered in grease and oil from working on the engine and making sure everything works in the car. Just like your mechanic. You might drive it, and you might like to get into it in your nice clean clothes, but there's a guy that has to roll his sleeves up and get his hands dirty to make your car go. And sometimes that guy is you or me. Sometimes we have to roll our sleeves up and get dirt under our fingernails in order to make things go smoothly. God will show us. If we talk to God about everything,
And then we take a minute and listen. Because normally we're talking to God about stuff that's annoying us, or that we really, really need, or stuff that's upsetting us, stuff that is beyond us. That's normally what we talk to God about. But sometimes things aren't beyond us. Sometimes all that we need to do is for God to say, well, why don't you do it this way? And things will fall into place. Sometimes that's all we need. Sometimes we need to be ready to be an answer to our own prayer requests. I can't think of any example right now, but sometimes we just, whenever we're done, we need to sit still and let God speak back to us. Sometimes that's all we need to do. Or sometimes all we need to do is to sit in God's presence and see how many of the things that we are busy with, if they stand the test of God's presence, well then, they're worth pursuing. If they can't stand the test of God's presence, maybe they're worth letting go. Remember, God is not, he's not like the Force in Star Wars. He's not an energy field that can be manipulated through sheer force of will. He is a living person. Not like you or me, he is infinitely powerful, he knows everything, he can be everywhere, and he can do anything. And the best of it all is, he loves us and has our best interests at heart. So sometimes whenever you're going through hard times, just remember what it was like when you were little and your mummy made you eat vegetables instead of meat or potatoes or rice. And your mummy made you eat the cabbage or the beans, but you really wanted the baked beans and the potatoes and the sausages. Or you wanted a burger and fries. Mummy said, well, maybe we'll have some of those on Saturday when we go out into the town, but you have to eat your vegetables and your proper meat and your potatoes or your rice, because those are the things your body needs. If you eat the other stuff, you'll get sick after a while. And you know what? It takes a lot to admit that you're wrong. And to say, you know what, God, I've been wrong about that. And I need a bit of direction. I think I'm so far down the rabbit hole. I'm in the dark and I don't know which way to turn. Would you please help me? Sometimes we have to admit that. And we have to be able to say that ourselves. The best place to do that is in prayer. If your prayers are not being answered, if your list just keeps getting longer and longer, and there's never any struck off the list. That's why it always is a good idea to make sure you write down the things that God has done for you, because they're easy to forget. It could be because you're not doing what God would ask you to do. Maybe you're just outright rebelling against God. Maybe you're not even saved. There's a simple solution to that. You get saved and you get yourself sorted out. You tell God you're sorry and ask for his direction. Now, I know sometimes little children put things on their lists to Santa that are absolutely crazy out there. Mummy and Daddy never have a chance of providing those things because they're absolutely fantastical. But I have a God that is supernaturally miraculous. And a lot of the things we put on the list that are impossible for people to provide are simple for him to provide. And you ought to trust him and put your faith in him. And when he asks you to do something that's not for the crack, and he's not going to pull a prank on you, he's not going to slap you on the shoulder and say, I got you, and then look around at everybody else and everyone's going to have a laugh at you. God loves you. He really, really loves you, and he really, really wants to hear from you, and he really, really wants to help you.
So make sure you talk to him. Make sure you let him talk back to you. And don't be afraid of admitting that you're wrong to God and asking him even about things that have nothing to do with church. He is more than ready to help you. He made everything. He knows where everything is. He knows what's going on. And we might not be able to stop all the things that's going on around us, but I can guarantee you God will find you a path through them. That you can come out the other side and thank him profusely for saying you're right in difficult times. Really, it shouldn't be called Dear Santa at all. It should be called Dear Father, but it's the time of year. Amen. I'm going to stop there. Thank you for your good time. God bless you. And we have one song to sing, and then we're dismissed this evening. That's part one of my short message Christmas presents. I hope you enjoyed it. Shorter message Christmas presents. We'll do number 79 in the black books. This will be our closing hymn. If you're fit, we'll stand as we sing. It's Good Christian Men Rejoice. Let's stand as we sing. Sports, trusting in the Lord with this little bit of time we set aside in the week. Let's close our eyes and open this. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, again for this little bit of time around you. I pray you, Lord, that you would not be done with us, but Lord, that you would show us the best way to live our lives. If we're doing things wrong, please show us, Father, and show us how to do them right. Father, we pray that in every area of our lives. We pray for our loved ones, for our neighbors, for distant family members, and for just folks in our country and people around the world. Dark days are coming, Father, and I pray you please that you would shine a light so that people can see there is another way. Just thank you for loving us, Lord, and pray for your good hand upon us. And pray that you would just watch over us as we go home and come back at the next appointed time. You know all the things that we have in front, Lord, with Link's travels, our own, with Norman's troubles as well with his car and Pat and Steve. For Will too, for those that have been and gone. Please, Lord, I pray, and see Frank safely about his business and over here come Christmas. Love you and thank you, Father. We leave these things at your feet, along with our private prayer requests. Pray that you would grant them according to your will. Amen. Amen. We're dismissed, ladies. God bless you.